This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
So I actually called in a few weeks ago with the story, and I think it may be 3 weeks ago. Last week, something happened that immediately when it happened, I thought, oh my God, like I cannot wait to call Sony and Jenny and tell them about this. Like, it was just crazy. So, I'm not going to say my name or where I live just because, what I'm going to say, I'm a nurse, and if anything violates like HIPAA, I don't want that to come back on me. So, but I'm a nurse in the Midwest. That's all I'll say about that. So I'll just get right into it. I work at a nursing home. I work nights, so that's also something else that's a little bit more creepy about it. I have always worked night shifts, so it's not, when I first got into it, it wasn't as, you know, creepy as everyone said. But definitely the creepy feeling every now and then, you know, there's a lot of deaths. These people are in their 70s, 80s, 90s, early 100s, you know, people die, that's what happens. So I mean, you're kind of aware that there's death literally happening every day, that, you know, something is probably there, and at the time it's just something you can't explain, but maybe just like the feeling like I'm being watched, or, you know, something like, you can just feel like you're not the only person in the room, basically. So this story happened last week, like I said. So when it's like break time, working nights, you know, it's really hard to make it through the night sometimes without sleeping. I'm also in school, so it's hard to, you know, make it through when you're up all day. And so I'll take my break, and sometimes I'll go to like a couch or whatever. This particular night, the building I work in is being remodeled, so a lot of the areas are blocked off. So I didn't have my regular nap couch, and I thought, there's a resident who, she's not really alert and oriented. She just kind of sleeps and minds her own business, and she has a recliner in her room. And I thought, and she, you know, she likes to be around people. And I just thought, she wouldn't mind if I went in there and slept in her recliner for like my 30-minute break. She likes somebody else being there. So I go in there, and I had just gotten her recliner. Her room was kind of creepy just because I've been there for almost 4 years, and I know a lot of people who have died in the room, at least 8 or 9. So that already, you know, is a little creepy, but I don't think about it much anymore, to be honest. So anyways, I was leaning back in the recliner. I had just, you know, I was just in that middle stage of falling asleep. When you're starting to think about something, and when you kind of realize you're falling asleep. So I was about half asleep, I'd say, and I just felt, it got freezing. The room was so cold. I didn't have a blanket or anything. I just thought, oh my God, has it been this cold this whole time? And it was just like ice cold. Like I could see my breath, but I was asleep, if that makes sense. I wasn't actively thinking, oh wow, you know, I just remember feeling like so cold and I had goosebumps. I think I drifted off to sleep after that, you know, like fully asleep. And next thing I knew, I felt something that I cannot explain. I've never experienced this, but basically I felt somebody from behind, the chair, not behind the chair, behind me, just a huge jolt and like a shove. Like when somebody shoves you from behind, you can just feel it, and it takes a minute for your body to catch up to you, you know? So I just got, and I just jolted, and I mean, at least a foot, my whole body moved, and I just woke up, and I thought, what the hell, like, what in the world? I thought, the immediate reaction was when you fall asleep, and you feel like, you know, when you, that jumping feeling, but I specifically felt hands on the back of my back, push shoving me, like, with all their strength. And I got, I mean, I didn't waste any time. I jumped out of the chair. I walked out of the room as fast as I could. I didn't repeat it. I didn't say anything. I was far too freaked out to even want to mention anything that happened. I didn't go in the room for the rest of the night. I was so shaken up, and I just thought, what in the world? I've seen ghosts. I've experienced spirits. I've experienced stuff like that. Never have I felt a presence on me. Like, never have I felt hands or that type of presence. I don't even know how to explain it. like, literally felt some hands on me. I was just mortified. So, whew, yeah, it was crazy. I got home. I told my husband about it as soon as I got there. I was like, I can't even believe this. And he was, like, totally in shock, but he's also a huge believer. And, you know, he said, well, that's what happened. Like, you know, you were in somebody's room, and, you know, somebody probably had lived there for a few years. That was her room. That was her space. That was her recliner. You know, that was her. And I was in there, and I was invading her privacy, and she did not like it, and she wanted me out. So, whew, yeah, that's it. I love your guys' show. Keep doing what you're doing. It's super entertaining on my long nights at work. I should probably find something a little bit more bubbly to listen to, but that's my podcast of choice. So, yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.